I will, however, if you prefer, integrate our various conclusions. Recourse to the machine was unnecessary. It was agreed by all that Eichamp, the eighth of Boscone, should decide. My decision will be evident, that worthy said, measuredly, when I say that I myself, for one, am going. The situation is admittedly a serious one. Moreover, I believe, to a greater extent than do the rest of you, that there is a certain amount of truth in Helmuth's version of his experiences. My mind is the only one in existence of whose power I am absolutely certain, the only one which I definitely know will not give way before any conceivable mental force, whatever its amount or whatever its method of application. I want none with me save of the Ike, and even those I will examine carefully before permitting them aboard ship with me.
You decide as I thought, said the first. I also shall go. My mind will hold, I think.
It will hold. In your case, examination is unnecessary, agreed the psychologist.
And I,
arose what amounted to a chorus.
No, came curt denial from the first.
Two are enough to operate all machinery and weapons. To take any more of the Boscone would weaken us here injudiciously. Well, you know how many are working, and in what fashions for seats at this table. To take any weaker mind, even of the Ike, might conceivably be to court disaster. We, too, should be safe. I believe I have proven repeatedly my right to hold the title of first of this council, the rulers and masters of the dominant race of the universe. Eichamp, because of his unparalleled knowledge of all intelligence. Our vessel is ready. We go.
As has been indicated, none of the Ike were, or ever had been, cowards. Tyrants they were, it is true, and dictators of the harshest, sternest, and most soulless kind. Callous and merciless they were, cold as the rocks of their frigid world and as utterly ruthless and remorseless as the fabled juggernaut, but they were as logical as they were hard. He who, of them all, was best fitted to do anything, did it unquestioningly, and as a matter of course, did it with the calmly emotionless efficiency of the machine, which in actual fact he was. Therefore, it was the first, and the eighth, of Boscone, who went.